The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him. And behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Good morning, everyone. We understand Lent as penitential. That's basically how we get it, most of us, right? Like, what do I got to do? What do I got to give up? How can I be unhappy? Lent is penitential, and it has been for many centuries. However, the movement toward Easter was once understood as baptismal because people, catechumens, prepared to receive baptism and this Eucharist, this Jesus they had heard about. They wanted to receive it. They prepared to receive it. And life in Christ is what they wanted, and they wanted less of the world. And they made sacrifices the closer they approached Easter. That's what they did. They fasted on Saturday. They fasted all day on that Saturday to lead into the first day of the week so that they knew that the first thing that they would ever eat then after that fast would be the Eucharist. The body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the breaking of the bread. They would partake for the first time. It would be the first thing they ate. You know, as the decades went by, they're like, let's fast another day, Friday. It's the day Christ died. We'll fast for 2 days. And then there was like, let's do it a whole week. We're going to fast the whole week. And so the catechumen who is not baptized would prepare by fasting, and the community would walk with them in that fasting. That's how that developed. And baptism is the beginning of the journey. It's not the end. Like when I got ordained, it's, whew, I made it, it's over. Like, no, it just began. Like you got married, some of you, right? Like it just got married. And it was just beginning. Baptism is the beginning of the journey of Christian life. It is a path that constantly demands renewed effort all the time. That is why we make sacrifices, pray, and do penance. Not only for our own souls, but also for the community. And we are regularly called to conversion, which is about returning to the arms of our merciful Father, to entrust oneself to Him as an adopted child. The fall from grace in the garden is the original sin. It's the story of pride and selfishness. The evil one shows up and manipulates emotions and reason with lies and half-truths. He says essentially to the woman, you'll be wiser. God is keeping things from you. Why can't you just enjoy the garden? Why can't you do that? And then the fruit looks good. It is good. Have some fruit. It's the evil one. And then sin enters the world. And so St. Paul speaks to us in that second reading, Romans 5, essentially sums it up at the very end of the reading, "For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous." Jesus is the new man, the new Adam. He is the one that makes all things new. That's what he's doing. So one person brought the sin, and then here we have the new Adam and takes away the sin for us. Jesus then, after he's baptized, goes straight into the desert. It's not like, I'm going to go fast. Like, who's this devil guy? That's not what it is. He's going into the desert to do battle. He knows where he's going. He knows what's happening. The evil one attacked the Son of God in the desert to tempt him to not trust God the Father, to break down the relationship, to break down the trust. Do not trust God. And the evil one will attack us. He approaches us through the belly, power, and pride. He challenges our faith by making us doubt God. How did the evil one begin the conversation with Eve? What did God really say to you? What's that all about? And she's correct. She knows the answer. And then he lies, distorts, and gives half-truths. Your eyes will be open. Were they open? Yes. Half-truth. Will you have a knowledge of something? Yeah, you'll have some knowledge. But then they have tons of shame because they do not trust God anymore. They break down the relationship. We know that the only way to encounter the love of Christ is to die to ourselves, to leave selfishness behind and trust God to fill us up. We are living in a time when we still have this penitential understanding of Lent, and we are moving into a moment of more of a baptismal understanding of Lent. Because as people enter into the faith, they come into this Catholic world that we have, with all of our candles and all of our statues and all of our actions and all these things, you know, that we have, and they're entering into it, and they're going closer to this baptism because they want purpose. They want Jesus Christ. And so we have long ago, we have left Christendom. Christendom where everybody's Catholic. You know, the dog catcher's Catholic, the mayor's Catholic, the cop is Catholic, your neighbors are Catholic. Everybody's Catholic. That's over long time ago. And so now we're into like an apostolic Christianity. And so people show up or we have conversations and we're able to witness. And so Lent is going to become more baptismal. And those of us who are already Catholic need to walk with them. Walk with them to that water with prayer, maybe actually speak with them, and to be present to guide them into this life, which we already have. That is part of embracing the mission of the parish. And with our reconversion and renewal, which is what Lent is about, then we can embrace the primary mission of the parish, which is to proclaim the good news, to bring Christ to the world.